So, Ron, I managed to see all the films that were nominated for Best Picture, and one of the things that really struck me was that there's not one particular film that I would say, this is the one that's definitely going to win.
Yeah.
And I did enjoy all of the films. I thought that they were all very good. I'm not sure any of them are truly great. But anyway, I'm, you know, it's like a crapshoot.
Right.
So what do you think?
Well, you're right. And think back to last year when La La Land was on its way. They had the statue in their hands, right? And then Moonlight ripped it away. Anything can happen this year as well. Now, the odds makers have Shape of Water as their pick. And right beside it, 1 and 1A, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. But a lot of people think Get Out has a chance or Lady Bird has a chance. Probably no chance for Call Me By Your Name or Darkest Hour or Dunkirk or Phantom Thread or The Post for that matter, too. But it's really going to be interesting about midnight on Sunday to see who wins.
What would be your nod?
I pick Shape of Water. 13 nominations. Guillermo del Toro probably gets Best Director. Now, they don't always match up now that there's 10 Best Movies and 5 Best Directors, but I think this year it does.
I would probably lean with The Shape of Water as well. I would say definitely Call Me By Your Name is not going to win for a variety of reasons. I think the number one, there's a reason that it's a gay romance, and last year a gay romance won.
Yep.
So there's that.
Right.
But more so, it actually feels like a European movie. It doesn't feel like a big Hollywood movie. It doesn't feel like the type of film that would win the award. Also, I think that Darkest Hour also would not win.
Yeah, that's a stretch.
It really, the whole film is about the performance. So if Gary Oldman wins, I could see that.
Yep.
But usually when you have a film where the entire movie is driven by one performance, that doesn't win Best Picture.
No.
Dunkirk is, as a cinematic exercise, I thought was really amazing.
Yeah.
Because there's very little dialogue. We really don't get attached to too many characters. There's only a couple of characters where there's like a story thread that goes through it. And mainly it's just the action of what's happening to these men on the beach or in the water.
Yeah, I'd love to see Christopher Nolan get Best Director, but boy, it's a tight race there.
Phantom Thread, I mean, There Will Be Blood already won from the same director. And this movie is I loved it, but I can see where it just wouldn't carry it for the general audience because it's such an esoteric movie.
Yeah.
The Post was like totally old fashioned. And it's the kind of movie that Steven Spielberg can do in his sleep.
Right.
And I loved it, but Now, Get Out would be really interesting if Get Out won.
Yes.
I can see the whole zeitgeist, riding the zeitgeist of what's been going on in terms of race relations in the country the last couple of years and how it's an allegory for being black in America.
Right.
But really, the thing that struck me about the movie that I wasn't really prepared for is that it's basically a straight up horror movie.
Well,
I mean, it's a serious straight up horror movie. For whatever reason, I had gone in thinking it was more a comedy than anything else.
Well, fair enough, but it also works on various levels as well. Like you said, the allegory thing, and you can call it a horror movie, you can call it a character study, you can call it all kinds of different things. It really does work on many levels.
Now, in terms of The Shape of Water, it's in terms of as a movie, it's just so realized, all the fine details, and that's why I could see that one winning. Three Billboards, very powerful, very emotionally driven movie.
Yeah.
I could see where that would win as well. I think my favorite, though, of all the movies was Lady Bird.
Yes. Well, that would be awesome. I would love to see that win. And not only just because Greta Gerwig and her story and, you know, the one of only 5 women ever to be nominated for Best Director. And she's just a raw talent right now. We're going to see a lot more of her. She thinks she has a couple more movies in this sort of Lady Bird trilogy that she's cooking up from Sacramento, California. So it's a cool story.
Now, so what do you think in terms of actor, actress, supporting actor, and supporting actress?
These are all done. They've been done for a while here. It's going to be Gary Oldman in Darkest Hour, Frances McDormand for Three Billboards, Sam Rockwell for supporting actor in the same movie, and Allison Janney, who I loved in I, Tonya, has won everything. All these guys have won the SAG Awards and the other preseason awards already, so those are all 4 lead pipe cinches.
Now, you said that you would like to see Christopher Nolan win for Best Director, but do you think it's going to be Guillermo del Toro?
Well, that's what the critics are saying, or the odds makers are saying is going to happen. And and you know, well deserved. He's got a body of work that deserves recognition, and so does Christopher Nolan too. That a lot of times with best directors, that's what seems to matter most. So it's a tight race between those two guys on that factor.
Now, switching to what's opening either in theaters now, opened last night, or opening today, we've got some potential Oscar nominees for next year. Death Wish.
That was a joke, folks. Bruce Willis, I don't think he's going to get a nomination anytime soon.
Did Charles Bronson get nominated back in 1974?
I doubt it. But you're right. It is a remake of, how many of those did he make? Four or five?
Four or five, yeah.
Right? And so they're resurrecting the vigilante that was Bronson's character for all of those movies. And, you know, something happens to Dr. Willis. He saves lives and takes lives, but he's the vigilante out there seeking justice because the police are just too busy, Scott. He's going to take matters into his own hands.
So what are you hearing about this? Bruce Willis stepping in for Charles Bronson. I mean, I guess it could work if the movie is written well and directed well.
No, it's 18% on Rotten Tomatoes today, so the critics are not liking it. Elizabeth Shue co-stars Vincent D'Onofrio. Not much more to see here. Eli Roth, the director, interesting choice. First time he's not done a horror movie like Cabin Fever or the Hostel movies that he made. So right now it's tracking to do 18-19 million this weekend. So we'll see.
And then we were talking about Red Sparrow before we went on microphone. This is probably the most marketed film of February, and starring Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, and she's the reason to see this movie. And
you saw it.
I did. I enjoyed it. I like a good spy thriller, and right now I'd say Jennifer Lawrence is right up there with one of my favorite actresses, and she's just gorgeous to look at and out of costume in this movie, as it says here, rated R, strong violence, torture, sexual content, language and some graphic nudity. And she's been right out there saying, yeah, you want to see me naked, come and see my movie. But more than that, she plays this cold woman spy person with all the double crosses and triple crosses that you can imagine. Good supporting cast with Joel Edgerton. Jeremy Irons is great in this movie. Mary Louise Parker. So a lot to like about Red Sparrow.
Also, Nostalgia, Mark Pellington directing with Catherine Keener, Bruce Dern, John Hamm, Ellen Burstyn. And this is something this totally missed me.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere too for us. But you know, we'd love to play alternative content whenever we can. Great cast. This is sort of what they're calling a mosaic of stories about love and loss. So again, it's all about the cast elevating some interesting material and mixed reviews so far.
Now, Black Panther is still at the top of the box office. Is that going to stay in there for a while?
Yep, one more week until next week, probably. But, it is now over $400 million in domestic box office and on its way to $600 million or more. So it gets at least one more week at the top of the box office. I saw Game Night. That came in second place. Pretty interesting, fun little date night movie, comedy. And then Annihilation, which I challenge you to see, Scott.
I'm planning on seeing it this weekend.
I would have
seen it last weekend. I've read the book,
right?
But I was watching all of the the Oscar nominees I hadn't managed to see.
And I'm proud of you for getting those all done, by the way. So, but next up, see Annihilation, because I'd love to get your take on that.
Did you see it?
I did. I liked it. It's a thinking man's science fiction movie. It's not a Star Wars movie, like you pointed out last week when we talked. So it'll get you thinking.
All right. Now, I did manage to see most of these movies that are nominated for the Oscars for the ceremonies this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to be, most of these going to be still around next week?
Well, the big winners, certainly. And if they're not in Celebration North, South, or Rivertown, we'll play them at the Woodland. So we'll definitely keep as many as we can in the theater.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
See the movies.